sarebbe pieno scaraha. Adesso siddhanta kaumudyaha samasa prakarane tatpurusha prakaranam arabhyate. Enakshara samam nayam adhigamya maheshwarat kritsnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim. Anjusutrakar anchapranatosvinitrayam. Nitrayam namaskritya tadukkeh parihavyasa. ವಿಜ್ಞಾಕರಣ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಕೌಮುದೀಯಂ ವಿರಚ್ಯತೆ. ಹೌ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಇನ್ ಟಚ್ ವಿತ್ ವ್ಯಾಕರಣ ಇನ್ ದ ಬ್ರೇಕ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೋರ್ ದನ್ ಅ ಮಂತ್, ನಿಯರ್ಲಿ 2 months. ಸೊ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸಮಾಸೆ. ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ, we'll quickly go through a few basic concepts of samasa before we go into tatpurusha. Samasaha namakaha samasanam samasaha athava ekarthi bhavanam samasaha iti uchyate. Padanam pratyekam arthavatam padanam ekarthi bhavanam samase e yani avayavani padani tesham pratyekam arthah vidyate. Samase krute sati, they lose their individual meanings and they combine or merge with each other to give a separate meaning. So that process is called samasa. Prakadara samasaha iti sutrena samasa adhikara sati. Dvitiya ashtadhyayaha dvitiya adhyayasya prathama pade tritiya vidam sutram. Itaha arabhya. ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾಧ್ಯಾಯೆ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಪಾದಸ್ಯ ಅಂತಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಕಡಾರಾ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯೆ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರ ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ಸಮಾಸಾಃ ಇತ್ಯಧಿಕಾರಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸಮಾಸಃ ಇತಿ ಕಾಚನ ಸಂಜ್ಞೆ. ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಅಧಿಕಾರೇ ಯೇ ಯೇ ಪಠಿತಾಃ ತೇಷಾಂ ಸರ್ವೇಷಾಂ ಸಮಾಸ ಇತಿ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾ ಭವತಿ. ಸಮಾಸೆ ಕೇಚನ ನಿಯಮಾಃ ಸಂತಿ. ಸಮರ್ಥಾನಾಮೇವ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮಃ ನಿಯಮಃ. ಸಮರ್ಥ ಪದವಿಧಿಃ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸ ಪ್ರಕರಣೆ ಪ್ರಥಮಂ ಸೂತ್ರಂ. ಯತ್ರ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ಭವತಿ ತತ್ರೈವ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಕೀದೃಶಂ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ಸಮಾಸೆ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಪಶ್ಯಾಮಶ್ಚೇತ್ ಏಕಾರ್ಥೀಭಾವರೂಪಂ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ. ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ದ್ವಿವಿಧಂ ಭವತಿ, ವ್ಯಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಏಕಾರ್ಥೀಭಾವಃ. ವ್ಯಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ವಾಕ್ಯೇ ಪದಾನಾಂ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ಅನ್ವಯಾರ್ಥಂ ವ್ಯಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ. ಸಮಾಸೆ ಪದಾನಾಂ ಏಕಾರ್ಥೀಭವನಾರ್ಥಂ ಏಕಾರ್ಥೀಭಾವರೂಪಂ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ. ಯಥಾ ರಾಜ್ಞಃ ಪುತ್ರಃ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ರಾಜಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಪುತ್ರಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಚ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ಅನ್ವಯಃ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಏಕಾರ್ಥೀಭವನ ಸಾಮರ್ಥ್ಯಂ ಚ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಅತಃ ರಾಜಪುತ್ರಃ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಭವತಿ. ಕಿಂತು ಯತ್ರ ಪರಸ್ಪರಂ ಅನ್ವಯಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ, ಯಥಾ ಭವತಿ ದರ್ಶನಂ ರಾಜ್ಞಃ ಪುತ್ರಃ ಚೋರಸ್ಯ ಧಾವತಿ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿಷು ಉದಾಹರಣೇಷು ಪುತ್ರಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಚೋರಪದೇ ಅನ್ವಯಃ ರಾಜಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ದರ್ಶನೇ ಅನ್ವಯಃ ತಥಾ ಸತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಏವಮೇವ ಸಹಸುಪ ಇತಿ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಸುಬಂತಯೋರೇವ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ 90% ರೂಲ್. ಸೊ ಇನ್ 90% ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕೇಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಜನರಲ್ ಕೇಸಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸುಬಂತಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ ವಿತ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್ ಟು ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಸಮಾಸ. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಕದಾಚಿತ್ ತಿಗಂತಯೋ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಭವತಿ, ಸುಬಂತಸ್ಯ ತಿಗಂತಯನ ಚ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಭವತಿ, ತದಪಿ ದೃಷ್ಟಂ ಅಸ್ಮಾಭಿಃ. ಕಿಂತು ಪ್ರಾಯೇಣ ಸುಬಂತಯೋರೇವ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಇತಿ ನಿಯಮಃ. ಸಮಾಸಃ ಚತುರ್ಥಃ ಅವ್ಯಯೀಭಾವಃ ತತ್ಪುರುಷಃ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿಃ ದ್ವಂದ್ವಃ. ತತ್ಪುರುಷೇ ಅಂತರ್ಭೇದಾಃ ಸಂತಿ, ಯಥಾ ಕರ್ಮಧಾರಯಃ ದ್ವಿಗುಃ ಇತ್ಯಾದಯಃ. ಕಿಂತು ಪ್ರಧಾನತಯಾ ಚತುರ್ಥಃ ಏವ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ತತ್ರ ಅವ್ಯಯೀಭಾವ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಸ್ವಾಭಿ ಅಧೀತಃ. ಅವ್ಯಯೀಭಾವಃ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಾದಾರಭ್ಯ ಅನ್ಯಪದಾರ್ಥೇ ಚ ಸಂಯೋಯಾಂ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಪರ್ಯಂತಂ. 215-221 ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಅವ್ಯಯೀಭಾವ ಸಮಾಸ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅವ್ಯಯೀಭಾವ ಸಮಾಸ ಇಟ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಹೋಪ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್. ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎ ಜನರಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯ, ಹೌ ಎನಿ ಸಮಾಸ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್, ಇಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅವ್ಯಯೀಭಾವ. ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಟು ತತ್ಪುರುಷ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಬಹುವ್ರೀಹಿ, ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಸಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ಕಾಚಿತ್ ಸಾಧಾರಣೀ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಭವತಿ. ಯಥಾ ಆದೌ ಸಮಾಸ ವಿಧಾಯಕ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷತೆ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಸಮ್ ರೂಲ್, ಸಮ್ ಸೂತ್ರ which allows for the combination of the words which you have in mind. Whether you take any two words, there should be a particular sutra which allows for their combination. Okay, so without a samasa vidhayaka sutra, you cannot make a samasa. अतः आदो समास विधायक शास्त्र में आता है शास्त्रे ज्ञाते सति समासः भवति यथा कृष्णस्य समीपम् इति कृष्ण शब्दस्य उप इति अपि समासः कर्तुं इष्यते अव्ययम् विभक्ति समीप इत्येतेन सूत्रेण समीपार्थे उप इत्येतद् अव्ययम् कृष्ण इति सुबन्तेन सह समस्यते इति ज्ञातम् उप कृष्ण इत्यस्ति समासांत प्रत्ययः यदि अस्ति अत्र तु नास्ति उपकृष्णम् इति उदाहरणे नास्ति उपशरद् इति स्वीकुर्मः शरदसमीपम् इति उदाहरणम् यदि स्वीक्रियते तदा तत्र अभिभावे शरदालिभ्यः इति सूत्रेण टच् इति समासान्तप्रत्ययः क्रियते उपशरद् षष्ठीप्रत्ययः प्लस् प्रत्ययः ततः टच् इति समासान्तप्रत्ययः अपि एस् सून् एस् वि डु द समास वि आड् द समासान्तप्रत्यय वेरेवर् अप्लिकेबल् ततः अन्तर्वर्तिविभक्तिलोपः समासघटकानां पदानां या विभक्तिः कृष्णस्य इत्यत्र षष्ठीविभक्तिः अथवा शरदः इत्यत्र या षष्ठीविभक्तिः तस्याः तस्य विभक्तिप्रत्ययस्य लोपः क्रियते सो यु लेफ्ट् विथ् उप शरद् अण्ड् टच् आ पूर्वपदनिर्णयः कर्तव्यः सो द नेक्स्ट् पायिण्ट् इस् डिसैडिङ्ग् अमङ्ग् द टु वर्ड्स् विच् इस् द पूर्वपद पूर्वपदनिर्णयार्थं नियमास्सन्ति तत्र प्रमुखः नियमः भवति उपसर्जनं पूर्वं यस्य पदस्य उपसर्जनसंज्ञा विद्यते तस्य पूर्वपदः उपसर्जनसंज्ञा केन इति पश्यामश्चेत् प्रथमानिर्दिष्टं समास उपसर्जनं समासविधायकशास्त्रे प्रथमाविभक्त्या यत् पदं निर्दिष्टं तस्य उपसर्जनसमयं भवति यथा अव्ययं विभक्तिसमीप इत्यादि सूत्रे अव्ययम् इति प्रथमाविभक्तौ विद्यते अथवा अव्ययपदेन समासे यत् पदं निर्दिष्टम् अथवा उप इति अव्ययम् उप इत्यव्ययस्य उपसर्जनसमय अतः तस्य पूर्वनिपातः ततः पूर्वपदे विशेषाः उत्तरपदे च विशेषः इट् डिपेण्ड्स् देर् आर् सम् केसस् वेर् देर् मै बि सम् कार्यस् विच् आर् हेपनिङ्ग् इन् पूर्वपद एण्ड् सम् केसस् वेर् देर् मै बि कार्य हेपनिङ्ग् फार् द उत्तरपद सो इट् डिपेण्ड्स् फार् एन् एक्साम्पल् विच् यू सीन् इस् सः बीङ्ग् रिप्लेस्ड् बै स ओके हरेः सादृश्यम् इति विग्रहे यदा सः इति अव्ययस्य हरिशब्देन सह समासः भवति अव्ययीभावे चाकाले इति सूत्रेण सः इत्यस्य स्थाने स इति आदेशः भवति सो दट् इस् वन् एक्साम्पल् आफ् ए कार्य विच् इस् हेपनिङ्ग् फार् पूर्वपद सिमिलर्लि एन् एक्साम्पल् फार् उत्तरपद उद्दि दिशयोर्मध्ये अपदिशम् इति यदा अस्ति दिशा इति आकारान्तस्य शब्दस्य गोस्त्रियोरुपसर्जनस्य अध्ययनेन ह्रस्वः भवति सो देर् आर् थिङ्ग्स् कार्यस् विच् आर् स्पेसिफिक् टु द पूर्वपद एण्ड् स्पेसिफिक् टु द उत्तरपद ततः सन्धिकार्याणि भवितुमर्हन्ति पूर्वोत्तरपदयोर्मध्ये आत्मनि इति विग्रहे विभक्त्यर्थे यथा अव्ययीभावः क्रियते अधि आत्मन् इत्यस्ति इकारस्य अकारे परे एन् सन्धिः भवति अध्यात्म इति रूपं भवति कार्येषु समस्तपदस्य लिङ्गं किं भवति सो वाट् इस् द फैनल् लिङ्ग इन् अव्ययीभावः अव्ययीभावः नपुंसकलिङ्गे भवति सर्वोऽप्यव्ययीभावः आल् अव्ययीभावः नपुंसकलिङ्ग बट् एस् वि मूव् आन् टु से बहुव्रीहि आर् तत्पुरुष बहुव्रीहि केन् बि इन् आल् त्री लिङ्गस् सर्वोऽपि बहुव्रीहि समासः त्रिषु अपि लिङ्गेषु भवितुमर्हति सिमिलर्लि वेन् यु गो टु तत्पुरुष देर् आर् स्पेसिफिक् रूल्स् विच् डिटर्मिन् द लिङ्ग आफ् द पद सो टु नो द लिङ्ग अन्ते समस्तपदान् विभक्तिः उत्पद्यते समस्तपद इट् गेट्स् प्रातिपदिकसमय निश्चवर् समास यडु कृतसमासाश्चेत्यनेन प्रातिपदिकसमया भवति तस्मात् स्वादयः प्रत्ययः यु आड् द 21 सुप्रत्यय टु फार्म् अ फैनल् वर्ड् इत्येषा समासप्रक्रिया सर्वेषु समासेषु समानि इट् इस् कामन् टु आल् समासेस् टु फालो आल् दीस् देर् मैट् All of these might not be there in every samasa. There might be cases where there is no samasanta. There might not be any sandhi applicable. There might not be any special karya for Purvapada or Uttarapada. But wherever it applies, you have to apply it in this order. Okay. So, with that recap, we can go into the Purusha Prakarana. Are there any questions from previous classes or any doubts? Okay, we move on to the next slide, slide number 4. Tatpurusha Samasa Prakarana. Kimasti Tatpurusha Samasa Prakarana. Iti Adav Pashyam. Adav Dvitiyadi Tatpurushaha, Vishesha Tatpurushaha. Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami. Iti Tatpurusha Samasaha. Starting from Dvitiya till Saptami, for each Vibhakti we have a Tatpurusha. Anantaram Prathama Tatpurushaha Iti Kashtana Samasaha. We refer to it as Prathama Tatpurusha. Vyakarana Shastre tu Ekadeshi Samasaha Iti Uchyate. We call it also as Ekadeshi Samasa. Why we will see when we come to that. So that is another kind of Tatpurusha. Tataha Karmadharaya. Karmadharaya is a sub-type of Tatpurusha. Tatpurushaha Samanadhikarana Karmadharaya Iti Samnya Sutram. Any Tatpurusha Samasa, which is between Samanadhikarana, that is where the Vibhakti of the two Padas, Purvapada and the Uttarapada are the same, is called Karmadharaya. If you look at the normal, in Shashti Tatpurusha, Rajyaha Putraha, Rajyaha is in Shashti and Putra is in Prathama. So similarly, if you have Vrikshat Patitaha, Vriksha Patitaha, Vriksha is in Panchami and Patita is in Prathama and so on. So there is the vibhaktis of the two padas are different, but where the vibhakti is the same, neelaha ghataha, neela ghataha. Ityadishu, yatra purvottara padayohu vibhaktihi ekaiva bhavati, tadrishaha tatpurushaha karmadharaya iti uchyate. So there are several types within karmadharaya itself. So karmadharaya dviguhu, dviguhu api tatpurushasya eva bhedaha. So we study dvigu and karmadharaya separate samasas, they all fall under Tatpurusha. So Dvigu is a type of Tatpurusha. Nai Tatpurushaha, Ku Samasaha, Dati Samasaha, Pradi Samasaha, Upapada Samasaha, Ete Sarve Api Tatpurushe Eva Antarbhavanti. All these are included within the Tatpurusha Samasa. So, to the next slide, page 5. Kimasti prakarane prashyamashe radav samasa vidhayakani shastrani. So for each of this samasa, the list which we saw, there are sutras which give samasa. So tani sutrani adhiyanta. Tatpurushe samasanta pratyaha ye santi tate adhiyanta. Umbadbhava niyamaha. Yatra strilinge asti padam dirgha rajjuhu iti karmadharayaha. Dirgha rajjuhu iti samastam padam. Dirgha iti strilingasya pumbadbhave sati dirgha iti jayate. Tadrishaha pumbadbhava niyamaha santi. Purva nipata niyamaha. So which word should come first? The general rule, upasarjanam purvam iti astyeva. Tathapi kechana vishishtaha niyamaha api bhavitum arhanti. He adhiyante. Linga nirnayartham. Katham lingam bhavetat purushe. Kim lingam samastasya padasya iti nirnayartyate. Vachanasya nirnayaha kriyate. Kim vachanam syat iti. Tatrapi, there are generally there need not be any rules for a vachana. Whichever vachana you want. Say you can do Rajyaha Putraha Rajaputraha, Rajyaha Putrau Rajaputrau, etc. But there are some cases where special rules might apply. Anyani samasashyatani karyani. So there are other cases. Yatha Purvapade, Uttarapadeva Visheshaha. Ityadini karyani bhavanti, tata tata tani sutranyati adhiyanti. Tatpurushaha. Slide 6. Tatpurusha samasa prakarane prathama sutravati tatpurushaha. Adhikaroyam prak bahu vrihehe. Iti sutrakaha. So tatpurushaha is an adhikara sutra. The word tatpurusha is given as an adhikara from here. Ita arabhya dvitiya adhyayasya prathamakarasya dvavimshati tamam sutram ita arabhya shesho bahuvrihi iti dvitiya adhyayasya dvitiya pade trayovimshati tamam sutram. So covering the entire pada, so the entire first pada of the second chapter and the first 22 sutras of the second pada of the second chapter. All of these come under the Tatpurusha-adhikara. Tatra sarvatra Tatpurushaha iti samnya liyate. Tatpurusha again is a samnya. So always remember that Abhibhava Tatpurusha, they are all just names given by Panini. So all samasas which are given in this interval from here till Bahuvrihi stands are Tatpurusha samasas. Agre Agrimam Prishtham, slide 7. Dvigushcha. That is Sutram. Dvigushcha, Purva Sutra, Tatpurusha Haiti Aske. Dvigurati Tatpurusha Samyahasya. And he specially says, Dvigu is also called Tatpurusha. Dvigusamasaha, Tadhitathatara Padahamasaha, Recha, it is Sutrayana Bhavati. So that is the Sutra which gives Dvigusamasa, which we will study later. तद्धितार्थोत्तरपदसमाहारेचेति वक्ष्यमाणस्य समासस्य संख्यापूर्वो द्विगुः इति सूत्रेण द्विगुसंज्ञा विधास्यते. सो इन दैट केस फॉर दैट समास वेयर एवर द पूर्वपद इज अ संख्या इट इज कॉल्ड द्विगु. सो दैट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ द्विगु व्हिच वी विल सी लेटर. तस्य द्विगुसंज्ञासस्य तत्पुरुषसंज्ञा अपि भवति. सो दैट द्विगुसमास इज आल्सो कॉल्ड तत्पुरुष इति अनेन सूत्रेण उच्यते. Which means, Dvigu Samasa, it has its own Samya called Dvigu. Dvigu itself is a Samya. Tatpurushaha iti Samya api bhavati. So there are two Samyas which is being given to the same Samasa. If you have a Samasa like Shannamatranamapatyam Puman, Shanmaturaha, so that Samasa is called Dvigu. It is also called Tatpurusha. Kimartham iti Prashna. Whenever there is a Samya, there is a question, why? Why that particular samya? Samya asti je kimpi karyam bhavet. Kevalam namna prayojanam nasti. So kim prayojanam? Dvigu samya yaha iti pashyamaha cheta. Dvigoho iti sutrena neep pratyaya. Neep iti stri pratyaya. It is one of the stri pratyaya. Like you have panchanam vatanam samaharaha. Pancha vata, it gets, neep gets added on to it and it becomes pancha vati. So that is one example of the usage of Dvigu Samya. Dvigoho Dvigu Samasasya Neep Pratyaha Bhavati. Dvigur Eka Vachanam Iti Sutrena Samahara Dvigoho Eka Vachanam Bhavati. So all these are karyas which are dependent on Dvigu Samya. So the Samasa has, the name Dvigu has its usage in these sutras. Tatpurusha Samya Kimartham Tarhi Iti Prashnaha. So why should it be called a Tatpurusha? Why not make it a separate Samasa called Dvigu? Samasanta pratyaya praptihi. So Dvigu Samasa will get all samasantas which are mentioned for Tatpurusha. Tatpurushasya samasasya ye samasanta pratyaya uktaha se Dvigu Samasasya api ishyante. Ataha Tatpurushaha iti samnya api bhavati. So both these samnyas are needed. Now the question is why this new sutra? So you have a sutra called Tatpurusha Adhikara. So because it comes under the adhikara, it will get Tatpurusha Samya. Samya purva dviguhu iti sutram asti ityataha dvigu samya api bhavati. Idam sutram kimartham. Why do you have a separate sutra called dvigushta, which tells that dvigu is also called Tatpurusha? Automatically, yes, it is told under the Tatpurusha adhikara. Samya purva dviguhu is 2152. It comes under the Tatpurusha adhikara. So by the adhikara itself, it gets Tatpurusha Samya. And since this sutra, Sankhyapurva Dviguhu, says it is called Dvigu Samasa, it will be called Dvigu. So why a separate sutra to combine the sense, to tell that Dvigu is also called Tatpurusha? Question. Etat sutra abhave, that is in the absence of this sutra, Dvigushcha iti sutra se abhave, eta samnya adhikarat, there is something called ek akadara deka samnya. Starts with 141. Ashtadhyayasya, Ashtadhyayaha, Prathamadhyayasya, Chaturtha Pade, Eta Samyadhikaraha Arabhyate. एकसंज्ञाधिकारसनेन सुतस् एकसंज्ञा आकडारात् एका संज्ञा एकस्य एकैव संज्ञा भवति फ्रॉम 141 टिल 2238 कडारा कर्मधारये इति सूत्रपर्यन्तम् there is something which we call ekasamyadhikara. It means that each particular particle in the in between these, whatever comes in between this, can have only one samya. Ekasya eka eva samya. If there is one samasa, you can either call it avyayi bhava or call it tatpurusha. It cannot be both. This is just example. You can either call it pada or bha and not both. So that adhikara is prevalent in samasa prakarana also. It is also there in samasa prakarana. So, what happens is, by that adhikara, it means that a samasa, it can either be called tatpurusha or be called dvigu. You have, though it comes under the tatpurusha adhikara, since you are giving a new samya sankhya purvo dvigu, ekasya ekaiva samya bhavati iti uchyate. Tada ka samya bhavet iti chyate, paratvata dvigu samya bhavati. Because dvigu is the parasutra, sankhya purva dvigu iti parasutram, vishesha vihitasya. Dvigu samya eva bhavati. Dvigu samyaya tatpurusha samya badhyeta. Dvigu would overrule tatpurusha and say this is only called dvigu. So you would get dvigu samya, but tatpurusha samya would not be there. Tadartham visheshataha paninina sutram kriyate. Dvigu rapi tatpurusha samya hasya. Dvigu should also be called tatpurusha. So it is a special case where it has two samyas, even though it falls under eta samyadhikara. There are two samyas being given to the same thing. It will be called jigu and it will be called tatpurusha. And there is a purpose why it should be called jigu and why it should be called tatpurusha. Okay. Now Dikshita says idam sutram tyaktum shakyam. Slide 8. Dikshita says this sutra is not needed. That is, now you understood why the sutra is required. It is required because you need both samyas. So according to Dikshita, idam sutram tyaktum shakyam. This sutra can be skipped. Why? You cannot just skip a sutra. The purpose should still be achieved. Even if you skip or if you delete this sutra, you should still get both dvigu and tatpurusha. So how does he propose to achieve it here? Sankhya purvo dvigushcha iti patitva. Sakara balena samyadvaya samaveshasya suvatatvat. He says there is an easier way to do it. Panini has created a separate sutra called dvigushcha. So Dikshita says that is not required. Where he is defining dvigu samya. Sankhya purvo dviguhu iti uchyate. Sankhya purvo dviguhu, that is the current sutra where it says it is called dvigu samasa. So he says instead of sankhya purvo dviguhu, Panini could have said sankhya purvo dvigushcha. He could have added a sakara there. So because of that sakara balena, because of the power of that sakara, samya dvaya samavesha, both samyas could have been told. Instead of just saying sankhya purvaha dviguhu bhavati, dviguhu cha bhavati, and dvigu and what? And tatpurusha. So by adding a sakara in sankhyapurvo dviguhu, you can get the meaning saying that it has both dvigu samya and tatpurusha samya. So what is the advantage? You don't need to have a separate sutra called dvigushcha. So instead of creating a separate sutra for the purpose, he said within the existing sutra, he could just add a sakara and achieve the prayojana. Samasa antah prayojanam. And what is the prayojana of having tatpurusha samya in addition to dvigu is samasanta, which I already told. An example for that samasanta is pancha rajam. Panchanam rajnyam samaharaha ityasti. Pancha rajan. Rajan iti nakarantam. You know that it is a nakaranta. Rajah sakhibhyash tach iti sutrena tatpurusha samase yada rajan shabdaha bhavati ante tada tasya tach iti samasanta pratyaha bhavati. So since this pancharajan is also called tatpurusha, atrapi tach samasanta bhavati akarantatvam sampadyate. Already know Mahan Raja iti sutre Maharajaha In Tatpurusha Samasa, always Rajan Shabda is converted to an Akaranta because of this touch Samasanta. So this touch will also apply to Dvigu because Dvigu is also called Tatpurusha. So that is the purpose of giving Tatpurusha Samya also. And Panini's way of doing it is he has created a separate sutra called Dvigushta. According to Dikshita, you can achieve it more easily by adding a sakara to the existing sutra. What is the doubt? Samya means for one only. Krishnaha Nagataha. It is not Tatpurusha or Dvigu, it is Tatpurusha and Dvigu. Tatpurusha Samya Apibhavati, Dvigu Samya Apibhavati. Yadi Idam Sutram Nasti. In the absence of this sutra, it would have been Tatpurusha or Dvigu. It could have been called either Tatpurusha or Dvigu, and by Vipratishedha, it would have been called Dvigu only and not Tatpurusha. Because of the existence of this sutra, we are giving two samyas to the same thing. Sankhyapurvo Dvigushta is not the sutra. Sankhyapurvo Dviguhu is the sutra. What Panini has done is, he has just said Sankhyapurvo Dviguhu. Dikshita suggests that it could have been Sankhyapurvo Dvigushta to achieve the same purpose, that is to give both Tatpurusha and Dvigusamya to it. Sankhyapurva Dvigushta is Dikshita's suggestion, but the actual sutra is Sankhyapurva Dviguhu. That is 2154. Oh, sorry, 52. Sankhyapurva Dviguhu is 2152. We will see that in Dvigu Samasa when we come to Dvigu. Is there any case where there are two samyas given to one entity? There could be several cases. As we will say, if you have a sup pratyaya, the pratyaya is called sup, it is called sarvanamasthana. It is also called Sambuddhi, etc. And say if you have a Sambodhana Ekavachana Pratyaya, it could have different samyas for the same thing. There could be many samyas for the same thing because of different properties. As I said, if there is Sambodhana Ekavachana Pratyaya, it is called Sarvanamasthana by a different sutra. Sudanapumsakasyati sutrena Sarvanamasthana Samya Bhavati. Ekavachanam Sambuddhi is Sutrena Sambuddhi Samya Api Bhavati. So it is certainly possible. Okay, so the question is this the only sutra where he says it can be modified? No. There are cases where Dikshita suggests such modifications to Panini Sutra. For example, in Akasavarna Dirghaha, the famous sutra, Dikshita says, Akoki Dirghaha Ittyeva Suvacham. He could have told Akoki Dirghaha. There are reasons. I mean, he gives his reasons why there could be a better phrasing. Why, when I mean a better phrasing, Dikshita means Laghava. That is, it could be told in a shorter way. Because the first lakshana of sutra, remember our first classes where we studied sutra lakshana, Alpaksharam Asandigdham iti arabhate. Alpaksharam, being told in as concise manner as possible, is one of the lakshanas of a sutra. So there are cases where Dikshita says, Panini has told it in a short form, but it could be even more shortened and something. And other kinds of modifications Dikshita suggests. There are other cases also. Okay, any other questions? Okay, with this we will go to the first samasa, actual samasa under Tatpurusha, which is a Dvitiya Tatpurusha. Slide 9. Dvitiya Shrita Tita Patita Katatyasta Prakta Panneihi. That is it. द्वितीया इति एकं पदं श्वेत अतीत पतित गत अत्यस्त प्राप्त आपन्नैः इति द्वितीयं पदं पदद्वयं विद्यते सूत्रे. So you have to know what are the adhikaras. Prakkadara samasaha ityadhikaraha asti. So this is a samasa. Vibhasha ityadhikaraha asti. If you remember, maha vibhasha iti uchyate. Yatra samasaha vikalpena bhavati ityarthaha. So the samasa itself is vikalpa, which means there can be a vakya. If you are making a samasa with this, say krishnam shrutaha krishna shrutaha iti kriyate. Krishnam shrutaha iti vakyam api sadhu. Krishna shrutaha iti samastam padam api sadhu. So both are not naveti vibhasha. Naveti vibhasha iti vibhasha samnya. That is the sutra which defines vibhasha. That is the sutra called vibhasha in the samasa prakarana, which tells that all samasas after that are optional. We saw that in the Vayibhava samasa prakarana. So the first few samasas in Vayibhava are nitya samasas. Upakrishnam, you cannot say krishnasya upa. You can only say asvaparavigraha. Krishna says samipam iti uchyate. So Krishna says upa iti vaktum na shakyate. Because it is a nitya samasa. Upakrishnam ityeva prayogaha. Kintu vibhasha adhikare yatra bhavati, tatra samasaha bhavati. Yatha gangayaha pare iti samasaha api bhavati. Pare shamyatam. Gangayaha pare iti vakyam api bhavati. Pare gangam iti samasaha api bhavati. Both of them are correct. So that is the Mahavibhasha with extends over the entire Samasa Prakarana. So even here, both you can either do Samasa, I mean, usage can be as a Samasta Pada or as separate words. Tatpurushaha ityadhikaraha asti. So all these three adhikaras are prevalent in this sutra. Sahasupa iti anuvrittihe asti. So all this should be taken into while forming the sutratha. Sutratham yatum. So that is why if you look at the Sutrartha of Dikshita, Dhitiyantam, Shritari Prakritakaihi Subantaihi Saha Va Samasyate Satat Purushaha. You can see Samasyate exists. So that is Samasadhikara. Saha Tat Purushaha. That is Tat Purushadhikara. Va Samasyate exists. Vibhashadhikara. So in the Sutrartha, Dikshita has included all the Adhikaras. Saha supa ityanu vartate, subantena saha samasaha. Ata eva shritari prakritikaihi subantaihi saha samasaha. So if you look at the sutartha, all things have to be included in the sutartha to get the correct or the exact sutartha. Now this adhikaras I will not repeat over it. Dikshitar will also not repeat it for all sutras. But for any sutra in the samasa prakarana, samasa prakarane kimapi sutram bhavatu, these adhikaras will be there. If you are not hearing, na shruyate va. Shritadi prakritikaihi subantaihi saha va samasyate saha tatpurushaha. So you can see the effect of the adhikaras. Samasaha ityasti atayeva samasyate iti uchyate. Vibhasha ityasti ataha va samasyate. Tatpurushaha ityasti ataha saha tatpurusha samyakaha bhavati. Saha supa ityasti ataha subantaihi saha samasyate. So this part of sutrartha, subantaihi saha va samasyate saha tatpurushaha, is being given by the adhikara or anuvritti. Right? So now, this sutra itself has only two words. Dvitiya, nama dvitiyantam, dvitiya vibhaktyantam padam. So dvitiya is not just the dvitiya vibhakti. Vibhakti is always a pratyaya. So dvitiyantam, nama dvitiya vibhaktyantam padam, shritadi prakritikaihi subantaihi saha samasyate. So it will combine with subantas. Which subantas? These. Seven. So Shrita, Shrita iti na subantam. Shrita is just the pratipadika. So when Shrita is a subanta, so since the rule is that samasa should happen only with subanta, the sutratha is phrased in this way. So if you look at it generally, you will just say dvitiyantam Shrita adibhihi samasyate. It combines with words like Shrita, Atita, etc. But the actual or exact meaning is Shritadi prakritikaihi subantaihi saha samasyate. So it will combine with all these words as Subantas. Vitiyantam Shritadi Prakatikaihi Subantaihi Saha Vasamasyate Satat Purusha. So Dvitiya Tat Purusha is where the Dvitiya Vibhaktyanta word is combined with any of these words. So the rule is that a Dvitiyanta word can combine only with these. So if you have say other any other word, say phalam khaditavan, it says you have two subantas. Phalam is a dvitiyanta and khaditavan is again a subanta. You cannot combine them to form dvitiya tatpurusha. You cannot just combine any dvitiyanta word with any word to form a dvitiya tatpurusha. To form dvitiya tatpurusha, the dvitiyanta word will combine only with these. With these and if there are other sutras, whatever is given by the sutra. You cannot just combine any dvitiyanta word with another subanta to form a samasa. Atayeva samasa, samasa vidhayakam sutram bhavet. Vidhayakam sutram nasti chet samasoti na bhavati. Shritadi prakriti kaihi subantehi. Shrita itself is the prakriti for a samasa. Shrita is the pratipadika. Shritaha would be the subanta. For the subanta called shritaha, the prakriti, prakriti means the root word, or the pratipadika is shrita. So shritaha is a subanta which has shrita as its prakriti. Seva saha shritadi prakriti kaihi subantaihi saha samasyate. Udaharanam krishnam shritaha. Krishnam iti dvitiyantam, shritaha iti subantam, having shrita as the prakriti. Shritaha nama ashritaha, who has taken refuge in Krishna ityartha. So krishnam shritaha, anera sutrena samase krate, krishna shritaha iti samastam padam. Prakriya katham bhavati, krishnam shritaha iti laukika vigraha vakyam. Right? So you know, vigraha vakya is of two kinds. Laukika vigraha is how we use it in loka, whereas alaukika vigraha vakya is what we use for prakriya. Krishna, am iti dvitiya ekavasana pratyaha, shrita iti pratikarikam, su iti prathama vibhakti ekavasana pratyaha, eshaha alaukika vigraha. So Krishna, am shrita su iti sthite, dvitiya shrita tita kachara katatyasta prapta pannaihi, ityanena samasaha bhavati. So I have skipped that step, slide 10. So I should have mentioned that step, that is actually the operative step where you, that samasa is done using the sutra dvitiya shrita tita patita katatvista prapta pannaihi. Samase krute, krutadhya samasa shtetyanena pratipadika samyabhavati, supodhatu pratipadika yohu ityanena pratyaya yohu lopaha. So the am and su pratyayas are deleted. So you have Krishna shrita. Now there is a question, which should come first? Should Shrita come first or should Krishna come first? Prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Samasa shastre prathama vibhaktau id nirdishtam. Samasa shastra we are talking about here is dvitiya shrita tita patita katatyasta prapta pannaihi. So the word dvitiya is in prathama vibhakti. Right? And shrita tita patita katatyasta prapta pannaihi is in tritiya vibhakti. So, the word in Prathama Vibhakti is Dvitiya. So, the Dvitiya Vibhaktyanta word in the Samasa, in any Dvitiya Tatpurusha, the Dvitiya Vibhaktyanta word, which is in this case Krishna. Krishna is Upasarjana Samya Bhavati. Upasarjanam Purvam Ityanena Purvanipataha. So, by the rule, it tells that Krishna should come first always. You cannot make it as Shrita Krishna. It has to be Krishna Shrita. Krishna Shrita iti samasta padasya pratiparika samyasti ataha supratyaha kriyate Krishna Shritaha iti rupam. So this prakriya here is pretty simple. There is no samasanta, there is no sandhi, there is no special karya for purapada or uttarapada, there is nothing. So this is the prakriya. Again prakriya, I will not repeat for all examples. You have to assume it and you have to practice it by yourself. So, the first example was Krishnam Shritaha, Dukkham Atito Dukkha Atitaha Ityadi. Shrita Atita, Atita Dukkham Atitaha, he who has crossed Dukkha, he has gone beyond sorrow, Ityadi. Dukkha Atitaha Iti Dityatat Purushaha Ityadi. So, Dikshita does not give examples for all words in the, yes, we are in slide 11. So there are other examples. Gartam patitaha. Garta is a hole. So he has fallen into a hole. Garta gartam iti dvitiyantam. Patita shabdena samasaha. Garta patitaha. Gramam gataha. Grama gataha. Simam atyastaha. Atyastaha nama atikrantaha. He has crossed the border. Sima atyastaha. Nagaram praptaha. He has reached the city. Nagara praptaha. Samshayam apannaha. He who has a doubt. He who has got a doubt. Samshaya apannaha. So, shrita, atita, patita, gata, atyasta, prapta, apannaihi. There are seven words indicated in the sutra. So, there are examples for all. You can make examples of your own. So, sarvada, samasa, karana samaye, atyasta, pradhanyam bhavati. You should understand what you intend to say and then make a samasa. Samase atthasya mahatradhanyam asti. So, you can make your, say, sukhatitaha. Like dukhatitaha, sukhatitaha, kashtatitaha, gartam patitaha, kupam patitaha, whatever. Gartam patitaha, garte patitaha. Iti ubhayamapi prayoga asti. There is a prayoga both. When garta is intended as the karma. So again, for this we go back to the karaka prakarana. Vivakshata karakani bhavanti. Ka vivaksha? Yadi ipsita tamatvena vivaksha athava karmatvena vivaksha. Tada gartam patitaha iti prayoga. Yada hikaranatvena vivaksha. Tada garte patitaha iti prayoga. So, in a vakya, both prayogas are correct. Gartam patitaha ityapi sadhu. Garte patitaha ityapi sadhu. But the samasa, if you are saying garta patitaha, it is gartam patitaha only. Because the samasa with patita shabda is only for dvitiyanta. So, samasta padasya yadi prayogaha, tarhi tatra vigrahaha gartam patitaha ityeva. Yada vakya prayogaha, dvitiyayaha api prayogaha sadhu. Saptamyaha api prayogaha sadhuku vivaksha bhidyate. But the intent is different. It depends on what you intend to convey. Both prayogas are correct in a vakya. But if the combined word is gartha patitaha, you cannot split it as garte patitaha. It has to be gartam patitaha. Question between prakriti. Prakriti is a common word for the root. It can be pratipadika, it can be a dhatu. If you are saying Ramaha, the Prakriti is Rama, which is a Pratipadika. If you are saying Pathati, the Prakriti is Pathu, which is a Dhatu. Prakriti is a general word. It means the root word of anything. Gatyarthakaha api antarputaha. Patudhatu is patligatau ityeva dhatvartaha. Dhatu itself is a gatyarthaka dhatu, but it is not any gati adho desha sayoga. It is movement downwards. It is called patana. Okay? It is movement. Gatyarthakaha eva patudhatu. Vithiyayaha vivaksha nama karma samya. When you are saying patati, kaha arthaha, dhatvartaha kaha ityukte sanyogaha, anya desha sanyogaha, movement. Okay? So movement to a different place. Tada kaha saha anya deshaha iti vivaksha bhavati. So if you remember when we define karma, dhatvartha phalashrayatvam karmatvam iti ucchate. So the what is karma? Karma is that which is the ashraya for the phala. The phala in patadhatu is sanyoga. Okay, so patati nama anya deshena saha sanyogam praptnoti. So which is that anya desha? Here is a garta. It is the garta which is getting sanyoga with the karta. For example, devadattaha yadi gartam patati, tada devadattasya gartasya cha sanyogaha bhavati. Ataha tatra karmi bhutam bhavati gartaha. So that is karma. So when your just intent is just it as an adhikarana. When you are meaning it as an adhikarana or the adhara, the location for where Devadatta is, tada garpe patitaha iti prayoga. He is in the garpa ityeva astaha. He fell into the garpa iti prayoga tada garpaha iti karma padam bhavati. So there is a minute difference in prayoga. The vivaksha here is dvitiya. Kupapatitaha iti samasepi kupam patitaha ityeva. Any samasa, if you are saying kupapatitaha, if you are making a samasa, it has to be with dvitiya. Kupam patitaha. Again, vakye kupe patitaha ityapi sadhu, kupam patitaha ityapi sadhu. So you can see that is the vishesha of a samasa. So it conveys more than what is just there. It is not just kupa and patita. There is also the karmatva vivaksha which is being told in the samasta pada of kupam patita. Okay. Any other questions? Is it clear? Asu. इति द्वितीय तत्पुरुषः श्रित अतीत गत अत्यस्त प्राप्त अन्य व्हाट विल क्लैरिफाइज दिस क्लैरिफाइज व्हाट समास विधायकं शास्त्रं तु द्वितीयान्तस्यैव अस्ति द्वितीयान्तं पतितशब्देन समस्यते इति द्वितीया श्रुतातीतपतितगतात्यस्तप्राप्तापन्नैः इति सूत्रेण उच्यते अतः द्वितीयान्तस्य गतशब्दस्य पतितशब्देन सह समासः भवितुमर्हति यदा तु सप्तम्यन्तस्य गतशब्दस्य प्रयोगः गर्ते पतितः इति समासविधायकं शास्त्रं नास्ति सप्तम्यन्तं पतितशब्देन समस्यते इति वक्तुं किमपि सूत्रं नास्ति अतः समासः न भवति मया पूर्वमुक्तं समासे प्रथमतः समासविधायकं शास्त्रम् अस्ति वा इति ज्ञातव्यम् अदर्वैस् यु कुड् कम्बैन् एनी टु वर्ड्स् विच् विल् नाट् हेपन् यदि समासविधायकं शास्त्रम् अस्ति तदैव समासः भवितुमर्हति द्वितीयान्तस्य समासं बोधयितुं सूत्रमस्ति द्वितीया श्रुतातीत इति सप्तम्यन्तस्य समासं बोधयितुं सूत्रं नास्ति अतः समासः न भवति गर्ते पतितः इति भिन्नतया एव प्रयोगः गर्तं पतितः इति वाक्यम् अपि भवितुमर्हति गर्तपतितः इति समस्तपदमपि भवितुमर्हति अस्तु स्लैड् 12 गम्यादीनाम् उपसङ्ख्यानम् इति वार्तिकम् सूत्रकारेण Okay, it's still not clear. Even if the meaning is yadi adhikaranatvasya vivaksha, tada rakte patitaha iti vakyasyaiva prayogaha. You can convey the meaning of adhikarana only with vakya in separate words. Rakte patitaha ityeva prayogaha. If karmatva is intended, yadi karmatvam vivakshyate, tada gartam patitaha iti vakyam api prayogtum shakyate. Gartapatitaha iti samasaha api prayoktum shakyate. So there are three things which you can use. You can use garte patitaha, gartam patitaha or gartapatitaha. It depends on your vivaksha, what you intend to convey. If you intend to convey adhikaranatva, tada garte patitaha ityeva vaktavyam. Yadi karmatvam vivakshyate, tada gartam patitaha ityapi vaktum shakyam, gartapatitaha ityapi vaktum shakyam. Gartat patitaha fell from the hole to where? Bhavitum arhati. I mean, theoretically it is possible. If he fell from the hole to somewhere, to a lower place, gartat patitaha itepi bhavitum arhati. So this is an entirely different thing. Yes, there is no samasaha for garte patitaha or gartat patitaha. Samasa is only gartam patitaha. So moving on, gamyadinam upasankhyanam iti vartikam. पाणिनिना किमुक्तं सप्त एव पदानि दत्तानि श्रुतातीत गति पथित गतादिस्त प्राप्तानि वर्तिककारेण उच्यते गम्यादीनाम् उपसंख्यानम् गम्यादयः केचन शब्दाः सन्ति तेषामपि अस्मिन् सूत्रे परिगणनं कर्तव्यम् सो इन् टु दिस् लिस्ट् आफ् सेवेन् वर्ड्स् सम् मोर् वर्ड्स् शुड् बि एडेड् सो द वर्ड्स् लैक् गमी एट्सेट्रा गम्यादीनां गमी एण्ड् अदर्स् देर् आर् सम् वर्ड्स् Gami and others which also should be added to this list. So now Gamyadayaha Vartikakara does not define all of them. Gamyadayashta Prayogataha Gyayaha. So depending on Shishta Prayoga, there are a few words. Vartikakara gives two examples. Gramam Gami, Grama Gami. He will go to the village. Gami iti Agre Bhavishyat Kale Gachati ityarthe Gami iti शब्दः सो ग्रामं गमी ही विल गो टु द विलेज इन द फ्यूचर इत्यर्थे ग्रामगमी इति समासः द्वितीया तत्पुरुषः एवम् अन्नं बुभुक्षुः भोक्तुम् इच्छुः ही हु डिजायर्स टु ईट इज बुभुक्षुः अन्नं बुभुक्षुः अन्न बुभुक्षुः इति उदाहरणद्वयं वार्तिककारेण दीयते सो हि सेस् सच वर्ड्स गमी बुभुक्षु एट्सेट्रा शुड आल्सो बी एडेड टू द सूत्र विच मीन्स अ समास विद गमी एंड विद बुभुक्षु इज अलाउड सो एवं अन्ये केचन शब्दाः सन्ति यदि शिष्ट प्रयोगे सन्ति तर्हि द्वितीय तत्पुरुष समासः तैः सह अपि भवति इत्यर्थः अनेन वार्तिकेन लभ्यते गमी इति पुल्लिङ्गे सत्यम् गमिन् इति नकारान्तम् यथा गुणी गुणिनौ गुणिनः तथा गमी इति भवति सन्नन्ता बुभुक्षु इस् नाट् जस्ट् सन्नन्ता बुभुक्षु इस् अ कृदन्त ओके फार् आन् सन् यु हव् एडेड् कृत् सो इट् बिकम्स् अ कृदन्त बिकास् सम् समास केन् हेपन् ओन्ली वित् सुबन्त सुबन्तप्राप्त्यर्थं तत्र कृदन्तात् सुबुत्पत्तिः बुभुक्षुः इति सुबन्तम् सो सुबन्ता फ्रम् सन्नन्त भोक्तुमिच्छति इति सन् सन्नन्तात् उप्रत्यये सनाशंसभिक्षोः इत्यनेन उप्रत्यये कृते कृदन्तम् भवन्ति कृदन्तत्वात् प्रातिपदिकत्वम् तस्मात् सुबुत्पत्तिः अतः अयम् सुबन्तः सुबन्तेन सहैव समासः स्त्रीलिङ्गे गामिनी सत्यम् गामी इत्यस्य स्त्रीलिङ्गे गामिनी इति भवति So it need not be annam bubhukshu, it could be anything else. Bubhukshu padena saha samasaha bhavati, evam gami ityanena saha samasaha bhavati. Shamita, what did I say? Did I say gamini or gamini? It is not gamini, it is gamini. Okay. So gami ityasya strilinge gamini bhavati, gami ityasya padamasti, tasya strilinge gamini iti bhavati. गमी इत्यस्य स्त्रीलिङ्गे तु गमिनी इत्येव क्षम्यताम् अतः पिपासुः इति नास्ति असहजेनो पिपासु इस् नाट् देर् इन् द गण बुभुक्षुः डस् नाट् मीन् आल् सच् वर्ड्स् बुभुक्षु इति पदं पदेन सह समासः भवति इत्येव अर्थः पिपासुः इत्यनेन समासः नास्ति यथा मया ज्ञायते असहजेनो So again, all this, in such a case, it is all Shishta Prayoga which will decide. Yadi Shishta Prayoga asti, tarhi Prayoga asti iti nirnayaha. Slide 13, Swayam Kthena iti agrimam sutram. सूत्रार्थः दीक्षितैः न उक्तः बिकास् इट् इस् वेरि आब्वियस् हि डस् नाट् गिव् द सूत्रार्थ तत्प्रत्ययान्त प्रकृतिकसुबन्तेन स्वयम् इति अव्ययम् समस्यते स तत्पुरुषः सो इट् इस् अगेन् अ तत्पुरुष द सूत्रार्थ स्वयम् तेन इट्स् वेरि आब्वियस् इफ् यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द कन्स्ट्रक्षन् आफ् समास सूत्र सूत्रार्थ इस् वेरि आब्वियस् स्वयम् तेन समस्यते द वर्ड् काल्ड् स्वयम् विल् कम्बैन् वित् तेन ta pratyayanta, with a word ending in ta, saha satpurusha samasaha. Dvitiya iti na sambadhyate ayogyatvat, iti uchyate rishitehi. So this is coming in dvitiya satpurusha prakarana, but still atra dvitiya iti padasya dvitiyantam iti na sambadhyate. The word dvitiya will not is not applicable in this sutra. Svayam iti avyayam. So in svayam we will not know whether it is prathamanta, dvitiyanta or tritiyanta. Tathapi svayam iti avyayasya kaha arthaha atmana ityarthakasya by oneself ityarthaha svayam iti avyayasya kartrishakti pradhanataya and it means a karta. Svayam karo svayam ityasya it means being done by himself, ityarthe eva prayogaha, karta shakti pradhana. Okay, it is always dvitiyayaha eva uchitatva. Even though it is an avyaya, we will not know which is the vibhakti. Svayam iti avyayam. Ataha, vibhakti hi bhavati, lopashta bhavati, vibhakte hai jnanam na bhavati. Tathapi, svayam ityatra dvitiyayaha eva uchitatvam. Logically, it is only tritiya bhakti is added to svayam because of the meaning. Itself is not just oneself. Svayam ityasya by oneself. Atmana ityeva arthaha. Ataha svayam krutaha ityasya done by himself ityarthaha. Ataha tritiya bhakti hi bhavati lopaha cha bhavati. So tritiya is added and deleted. So you will not actually hear the vibhakti on svayam. Svayam is an avyaya. Svayam iti avyayam kṛta pratyayantena saha samasyate iti sutrārthaḥ udāhaṇaṇam bhavati svayam kṛtaḥ done by oneself. Svayam kṛtaḥ iti udāhaṇaṇam, but Dikṣita does not give that example. He says svayam kṛtasya apatyam svayam kṛtihi, because svayam kṛtaḥ, whether you use it separately as two words or svayam kṛtaḥ as a samasa, you will not be able to see the difference. Kaha viśeṣaḥ iti na jñāyate. Svayam kṛtaḥ iti paradvayam va, svayam kṛtaḥ iti ekam padam va, vyatyayaḥ na jñāyate. You do not see a difference. There is a difference. Ekam padam svayam kṛtaḥ iti ekam eva padam, svayam kṛtaḥ iti paradvayam, svare vyatyayaḥ bhavitum arhati ityasti, kintu vyatyayaḥ na jñāyate. Ataha dikṣitaihi tadhitasya udāhaṇam dīyate. Svayam kṛtasya apatyam svayam kṛtihi. You can see the difference when you add a tadhita pratyaya to this. Yada samasaha kriyate, svayam kṛtaha iti yada samasaha kriyate, tasmāt apatyarthe pratyaya, svayam kṛta iti shabdāt ī pratyaya kriyate. Yatha dasharathasya apatyam dasharakhihi iti. Akārāntāt pratiparikāt ī iti apatyarthe pratyaya kriyate. Dasharakhi iti bhavati. Evam svayam kṛtasya apatyam iti yada kriyate, svayam kṛtihi iti rūpam. So in tadvita there is something called ādivṛddhi. The first svara will get vṛddhi. Yathā dasharatha ityasti ikāraha bhavati dasharathi iti jātam. Da ityatva yaha akāraha tasya vṛddhihi bhavati dasharathihi iti rūpam. Evam svayam kṛtaha ityasti svayam kṛtaha iti padam tasmāt tadhita pratyaya kṛte sva iti akārasya vṛddhau svayam kṛtihi iti rūpam. So the form is svayam kṛti, right? Now if you did not do a samasa, what would happen? Yadi samasaha na bhavati tada kim bhavati svayam iti bhinnam padam kṛta iti bhinnam padam. Now if you are adding a pratyaya here, tadhita pratyaya, kṛtasya apatyam iti bhavati. Since kṛta is a separate word and svayam is a separate word, you will add the tadhita pratyaya to kṛta. Okay? Kṛtasya apatyam, kṛta ityasmāt ī pratyaya kṛte ādivṛddhau. When you are doing ādivṛddhi, the vṛddhi will be for the first svara of kṛta. Rukārasya vṛddhihi bhavati, natu akārasya. Since svayam is a separate word, okay, only kṛta shabdāt ī pratyaya kriyate, kṛ ityasya rukāraha tasya vṛddhihi bhavati. So when kṛ gets vṛddhi, it becomes kārtihi, svayam kārtihi iti rūpam syāt. So there you see the difference. Yadi svayam kṛtaḥ iti samāsaḥ tasmāt tadhita pratyaya kṛte svayam kṛtihi iti rūpam bhavati. Yadi samāsaḥ nāsti tadā kṛta shabdāt tadhita pratyaya kṛte Svayam kartihi iti rupam syat. Ata eva samasaha. So that is the purpose of the samasa. It is not rupe vityaha nasti. Svayam kartaha, svayam kartaha, samanam rupam. Kintu, yada samasaha kriyate, tada ekapadi bhavanam asti. So the two words combine to form one word. So that makes a difference. That makes a difference to the sadhidanta in svayam kartihi. That is why Dikshitar gives an example, Svayankratasyapatyam Svayankratihi. That is where you can see the purpose of the samasa. This is clear, or do you want me to explain again? Nyatamba. No, if in a tadhita, if the two words are supplied, it will not apply to both words. It will apply only to the word on which you are doing a samasa, which is kriti, krita. It will apply only to the krita shabda. Swayam will remain as it is. Swayam kartihi iti. Swayam iti na bhavati. Pratyaya is only on Krita Shabda, so the Vruddhi will also be only for Krita Shabda. Okay, Dvitiya iti na sambadhyate ayogyatvat iti uchyate. So the question is, Pura Sutra Dvitiya iti asit. So here also, is Svayam a Dvitiya anta is a question. Dvitiya iti anuvritti hai asti. Dvitiya prakaranam asti iti taha agre. In the next sutra also, there is Dvitiya anta. But in this particular case, you cannot say Dvitiyantam, is what Dikshita says. Why? Because Svayam is an Avyaya, which means Atmana. So Avyayas, there are some many cases where the Avyaya itself will include a Vibhaktyartha. Okay. For example, Uchaihi Ityatra, Adhikarana Shakti Pradhanam Iti Uchyate, loudly Ityatra, Adhikarana Shakti Hi Jnayate, Evam Svayam Ityatra, Kartra Shakti Hi. There is a kartritva which is also included within the avyaya itself. Even though you do not see the vibhakti, sarvada kartari iti kartratham dyotaitum tritiya vibhaktihi bhavati. Atratu vibhaktihi adyapi na jnayate, na drishyate, tathapi saha arthaha, tritiya vibhaktyartha, kartratha, avyaya eva antarbhutaha. So, svayam as an avyaya, even though it does not display any vibhakti, it is a tritiyanta. We always consider it as a tritiyanta and not as a dvitiyanta. You cannot add dvitiya vibhakti to svayam because of the nature of the word. By nature itself, the word indicates karta and therefore it takes on tritiya vibhakti and the tritiya vibhakti is also deleted. So because of that, in this particular case, in this particular sutra, dvitiya iti na sambadhyate. You see, ayogyatvat nama svayam iti avyayasya. Dvitiya vibhakti yogyata nasti. It will not take on dvitiya vibhakti. Svayam ktena iti samase svayam iti prathama nirdishtam. Ktena iti tritiyantam. Prathama nirdishtatva svayam ityasya upasarjana samyasti ataha svayam ityasya eva purva nipataha. Always svayam comes first. It cannot be Krita Svayam. It is always Svayam Krita. Okay. Which order? No. It is not that avyaya is always first. it depends on avyayam vibhakti samipa iti sutrena yada samasah kriyate tada avyayasya purvanipataha because avyaya is prathama nirdishta in that sutra svayam ktena iti sutre svayam iti prathama nirdishtam ataha upasarjana samya ataha purvanipataha it is not because svayam is an avyayam it is because svayam in the sutra svayam iti padam ప్రత్యయాంతేన పదేన సమస్యతే స్వయం ఇది పదం ఎత్ర అస్తి తత్ర ప్రథమ విభక్తి అస్తి యు షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ లుక్ ఎట్ ద విభక్తి ఇన్ ద పర్టిక్యులర్ సూత్ర ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ యూఆర్ డూయింగ్ ద సమాస ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ అవ్యయం విభక్తి ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ అప్లై హియర్ ఎట్ ఆల్ ద సూత్ర విచ్ యూఆర్ యూజింగ్ ఫర్ డూయింగ్ ద సమాస తస్మిన్ సూత్రే ప్రథమ నిర్దిష్టం ఉపసర్జన సమయం భవతి యదా స్వయం క్తేన ఇతి సూత్రేణ సమాస తత్ర తస్మిన్ సూత్రే స్వయం ఇది పదం ప్రథమ నిర్దిష్టం అతః ఉపసర్జన సంజ్ఞ అతః పూర్వ నిపాతః ద్వితీయాశ్రితాతీత పదే ఇతి సూత్రే ద్వితీయా ఇతి పదం ప్రథమ నిర్దిష్టం అతః ద్వితీయాంతస్య కృష్ణ శబ్దస్య ఉపసర్జన సంజ్ఞ అతః పూర్వ నిపాతః ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇన్ రిఫరెన్స్ టు దట్ పర్టిక్యులర్ సూత్ర We'll stop here. Shvaha Anuvartayamaha. If you have questions, you can ask tomorrow also. Shvaha Shadvadane. Same time, Saturdays and Sunday, 6 to 7, 15, whatever. Okay. Enakshadatamam Nayamadhiravya Maheshwarat Jitnam Vyakaranam Prokram Tasmai Paninahe Namaha Vakyakaram Varavishim Bhashyakaram Patanjalim పాణిని సూత్రకారం చె ప్రణతోస్మి మునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం సంస్కృత్యా తదుక్తీశ్వరి భావిక అవ్యాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌమదీయం రక్షకే